If you can't stand for me to mention the food, you won't make it 100 yards out of this building, okay? Because you're going to see foods mentioned on every sign and on television and on the radio, so I'm not hesitant at all about mentioning foods. Anyway, I bought those things, and I nearly always ate the donuts before I got back to my room. A suiting epitaph for my tombstone would be, "Here lies a man who never let a hot donut get cold." You know? Now, I also have a special place where donuts give me indigestion. I have a particular spot. I also have a spot for peanut butter, where peanut butter gives me indigestion. I tell my alcoholic friends who say they've had problems with a terrible taste in their mouth the morning after a binge, I tell you what, try it on peanut butter. See how your mouth tastes the morning after. See there? Some of you understand that. When I was 17, they checked my blood pressure and immediately hospitalized me. And they put me on a diet that worked. It was the first diet I'd ever been on that really worked, and I lost weight. And of course, their secret was, they locked the damn door. You know, amazing that that little addition to a diet suddenly made it magically, mysteriously work. Then, of course, they made a mistake. 6 weeks later, they opened that door. And out I went, of course, not to ever do that again, but you know how that went. Years went by. This is not to say I never lost weight. I lost weight a few times. And, of course, I always gained it back, plus a little bonus for trying, a little interest on the investment. I ended up as a member of the Texas Air National Guard when Korea came along. They called us to active duty. And they were going to kick me out because I was so far overweight. So I went on a crash diet. And I dieted. And I lost weight. And I got down to the maximum. And went. Of course, I guess I thought we were going to defend San Antonio. Instead of that, we defended Tegucigalpa. And I bring that up only to say that for reasons absolutely unknown to me, it was the only time in my life I lost weight normally and naturally. I simply did not have a compulsion to eat. It is true that rations were occasionally poor and occasionally short, but it wouldn't have been any problem for a compulsive overeater. The fact is that for that period of my life, for reasons unknown to me, I did not have the compulsion to eat. And when I came home from overseas, I weighed just very little more than I weigh today. Of course, it didn't take long. You know, back in the usual routine, and here I went again. I began another round of doctors. I've been to just about every kind of a doctor you can think of, from quack on up. Diet pills, gee, my knee. I don't just like Dexedrine, I love Dexedrine. Time you get through with this weekend, you're going to think I talk a lot. Hell, you ought to hear me when I'm on Dexedrine. Let me tell you what it is. It is wonderful stuff. One of the great things about Dexedrine is it really works. It takes away my appetite. I don't have to eat. I can work 24 hours a day. I may as well work. Hell, I can't sleep. It works beautifully for about 72 hours, 3 days, and then I collapse and fall in a pile somewhere and wake up and then need a little nourishment, and you all know what happens from there. The first psychiatrist I went to told me that he was confident that I had problems that made me eat the way I did. He went on to tell me that no one could weigh as much as I did just on binges, that I had to be doing it every day. And I didn't like that because he was being careless with the truth. I don't mind you lying about me. It's the truth that bothers me, and that was true. He went on to say that the way to handle it, we were in an office on the sixth floor of a building in San Antonio, Texas. He said, the way for you to handle this is to go lose the